Pradyumna. I've had my spark of inspiration at the beginning of the bake as I normally do. A savory mushroom pie with dough that's infused with thyme and rosemary, and a sweet one inspired by my favorite summer cocktail, the Dark and Stormy. The idea is, as always, the fun part, and now an hour into the competition. I find myself looking around the room, watching the others. I have the intense desire to engage someone in conversation, to shake things up. But they all look so serious. Stella is mixing something on the stove with an expression of pure dread on her face. Gerald is measuring his crust with a ruler. I glance behind me. Lottie is fussing with her pie, her eyebrows pinched with focus. As she attempts to weave a top crust into latticework, a slender ribbon of dough pulls free and flops onto the table. She starts again, exasperated. I wonder what she was doing walking down the hallway last night like some sort of weird Victorian ghost. I will ask her later, if only just to see if she even remembers it. Of the five of us, only Hannah looks like she's enjoying herself, a small smile playing on her lips as she fills one of her crusts with a bright pink custard. She catches me looking at her and scowls slightly, shaking her head. I jerk my head back to my table, irritated. Does she think I'm going to copy her? With a sigh, I turn to the rum and lime curd I've been making for the filling. The rum bottle sits open in front of me, letting off tantalizing wafts of sharp alcohol. It is taking all my strength not to reach for the bottle and take a quick slug. Is it terrible to admit that I'm getting a bit tired of baking? I've never had to do it for so long or with such discipline. It's nothing to do with baking itself. Pies and breads are fine enough. It's spending so much time in forced concentration without music or a podcast to distract me that is becoming tedious. I'm just a bit off today, I tell myself, spreading the curd into the base of a par-baked crust. But if I'm really being honest, it had already started the first day I arrived. The feeling is coming back. I've had it for years, an endless, aching boredom. Generally, when I start to feel the emptiness, my first line of defense is to catch it off guard with a distraction. I've done this more times than I can count with a variety of different activities. Tennis, yachting, skydiving, elaborate trips to climb far-flung mountains. I have to say that all of them have worked to varying degrees. There is an art to finding a good distraction, one that will keep you from sinking into the abyss. There needs to be some action incorporated into it, and it needs to involve other people, so nothing too sedentary or isolating. No knitting or chess. But it can't be just empty action. There needs to be some sort of goal, some way of bettering yourself or learning a new skill. Otherwise, you will start to question what the point of it even is. And you will become restless. And if you're at loose ends, you will leave yourself open, vulnerable, and the feeling will find you. There's a commotion in front of me, breaking me free from my thoughts. Gerald has started yelling. He is waving his arms around above his head as though defending himself from the cameras, which are scattering around him, retreating.
"This is not right!"
he shouts as he runs down the corridor between the baking tables.
"Someone is not playing by the rules."
He is such a good baker, so meticulous and controlled, that I'm shocked he could have such an outburst. I watch Archie retreat to the far side of the tent, taking refuge between Melanie and Betsy, the look on his face a hilarious mix of fear and embarrassment. Honestly, I'm just grateful for the excitement.